This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, a website devoted to politics, business, and more for Western Arkansas and the rest of the state. Michael, how are you doing on this cold day?
Well, I'm doing well. I thought I lived in Arkansas, not Michigan, but oh well.
Well, between record-setting snowfalls and near-record-setting lows, it doesn't seem like the South at all, does it?
Not at all.
Let's see. Looking ahead, let's get past this winter weather. Looking ahead, it does look like there will be an election dealing with the proposed food tax in Fort Smith.
Yes, sir. It's likely, although it won't be official until possibly as early as this Tuesday, February 15th, when the Fort Smith Board of Directors decides on an ordinance, if they decide. That's the earliest. But this board has been they've kicked this can down the road now for 10 years, so I refuse to predict anymore when they will actually make a decision. But it could be as early as next Tuesday, February 15th, that they would decide to put a 1% prepared food tax to voters to help support the convention center funding here in Fort Smith. There was a possibility, you know, that a hospitality tax can be enacted by ordinance or by vote of the people, and there was some division among the folks in Fort Smith as to what they preferred.
If it does, in fact, go to the voters and on the ballot, I would expect a spirited campaign between then and Election Day.
Right. Well, you know, just the discussion's been pretty darn spirited. So I would think you're right. Yes, you're right. It's going to get much more spirited with tons of information and misinformation for voters to sift through. It'll be, and I think the earliest date, if they decide next Tuesday, the earliest date could be April 12th for an election.
On Thursday, February 24th, at the Holiday Inn City Center in Fort Smith, there will be a hearing discussing the possible closure of a mail processing center in Fort Smith.
Right. This is this is another interesting development. Back in early December, the Postal Service yet again said, we're going to study moving Fort Smith operations, the mail processing center anyway, to the Fayetteville Center. And in the past, that's drawn quite a fuss with our congressmen and senators asking the Postal Service to do something different. And I still find it interesting, Kyle, how we often say, well, the federal government needs to cut back and needs to be smaller. And then when they say, okay, we're going to cut back and consolidate, they're like, whoa, no, not here, not where we live. But all that being said, look at the weather we've had recently. If that mail processing center had been moved from Fort Smith to Fayetteville, how many days of delay would Fort Smithians have to get their mail just sent from one side of the city to the other, because they would have to go to Fayetteville and back, and the roads aren't quite conducive to that. It may not be for several days. So that brings an interesting dynamic to this as they announce they're going to discuss it on February 24th.
What will this hearing mean, do you think? I mean, you can have a hearing. Is it possible that it could sway opinion with the USPS?
Who knows? In their statement, they put out rescheduling this hearing. This was originally supposed to be heard January the 11th. But in their statement, they noted, and I quote, initial study results support consolidating some mail processing operations that are currently being performed in Fort Smith by taking advantage of available processing capacity at the Fayetteville Processing Center. So, maybe one of these things, they've already made up their mind. They're just going to give citizens the opportunity to feel like they're having some input. But we'll know February 24th. I've heard from some of the postal union. They're trying to try to get as many people to this hearing, which will be held at the Holiday Inn City Center here in downtown Fort Smith. But I'll be surprised if it's a light crowd there, Kyle.
Well, Fort Smith has a well-earned reputation for rallying behind certain things, whether it's bringing the Marshall Museum in or trying to keep jobs in the city. I wouldn't be surprised if there were a lot of people there.
Right. And they rallied to save the 188. Yes, and as you know, to get the Marshall's Museum. So we'll see. The mail processing center, it's not as close to the heart, though, I would argue, as a Marshall's or a 188, because there's a growing number of people, and I'm probably one of them. I can't tell you, Kyle. I maybe use a postal service 5 or 6 times a year. you know, most of mine's an email or FedEx or whatever. So I'm not sure this is as close to the heart as maybe it would have been 10 or 15 years ago.
Well, speaking of close to the heart, for some people, there is a grove of trees on the University of Arkansas Fort Smith campus that's close to their heart.
Yes, it's a line of loblolly trees that are a little over 50 years old that the university is going to cut down to make room for a library extension, and there are some folks, and they're remaining anonymous because they're university faculty, and I suspect they fear their jobs if they raise too much hell about this publicly, but they are trying to get a petition going to stop the university. It doesn't look like the university is going to stop. They've already invested money into their library design, and they're moving forward. Probably have a groundbreaking sometime in mid-March, and they'll get moving on it in April, but it's another emotional issue. 50-year-old trees. It's an impressive stand of trees, too, that splits the campus. The story behind those trees is that, you know, years ago, some of the academic types on the campus weren't that happy with some of the technical, you know, the tech education that was taking place. So what they did is they planted this line of trees to separate the more academic elements of the community college then from the technical trade skills, but they've kind of become an institution, but that institution is going to go away here soon unless somebody changes their mind.
Well, all the things we've talked about today might have some changes in the next few days. You'll keep us up to date on the City Wire?
Yes. We'll definitely be staying on top of these, especially the convention center issue. That has become a very passionate and personal issue among folks, so we'll be on top of that.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that keeps track of business, politics, culture, and much more in Western Arkansas and the rest of the state. Michael, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Well, you're welcome, and stay safe up there.
I will. Thank you.